no, school nurse in the morning, doctor's nurse in the afternoon. So I came to the clinic over here, worked for Dr. Keating. We delivered babies there. We amended bones. We did everything.
Wow.
Took the patients that needed an appendectomy. We took them to Monta Vista Hospital.
Ah.
But I met him and within a year and got married. Then pretty soon we had two kids.
You didn't have to go to the hospital for something, did you?
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Our children were, there was no charge. Dr. Keating delivered them.
So oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
had
right.
It made.
But his wife wanted to go back to the city. They had two children and she wanted to educate them. Not in the sticks. So
they went back to Denver?
They went back to Denver.
Okay. Tell me what your community is like now.
Well, right now it's a pretty sleepy little town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As a boy growing up here, the population, I can remember well from about 1930, since I would have been 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we always said the population of the town of Swatch was 1,000, and it varied a little one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And at the peak of between the census between 1940 and 1950, there were 1,209 people. And that's the most Swatch has ever been.
Yeah.
Right now we're back slightly over 600. So we are quite a sleepy little out-of-the-way town. It's a town mostly of retirees. There's really not very many jobs for young folks. Probably the Forest Service and the BLM are combined now on the edge of town out here,
mm-hmm.
and that's undoubtedly the biggest payroll.
Mm-hmm.
John Baxter's sawmill just a mile south of town.
Mm-hmm.
John told me about a year ago that he employs between 40 and 50 people the year round.
Mm-hmm.
And what we largely have always depended on is the courthouse being here,
right.
Jobs and the county road shops over here.
Mm-hmm.
So if it weren't for that, you know, we would really be hurting for employment.
Mm-hmm.
And like as a boy growing up here, these ranches employed lots and lots of people
mm-hmm.
before we were mechanized as we are today.
So that accounts for the big drop in population.
Right.
Okay.
And I remember when I got to be probably 12 years old, I worked on a ranch that my Uncle Harry worked for, God Elf Investment Company,
mm-hmm.
and when they went to put up the hay in the summertime, it took about a dozen men, probably 6 weeks, to put up a hay crop.
Mm-hmm.
And now on that same ranch, Ed and Ann Nielsen, the two of them put that hay up, just, you know, depending on the weather, within a matter of very few days.
Wow.
So that's just what the large change is. And we've never been a farming community. This has always been a ranching community, mm-hmm. primarily grazing, sheep and cattle.
Okay.
And when at the present time, you'll look hard to find any sheep. There are very few sheep
yeah.
here. But at one time, most of the cattlemen in this area were also in the sheep business.
Right. Did sheep not like it here?
You know, the...
For some reason.
Well,
foreigners
for...
in Australia.
Yeah, the foreign market is one thing that it's too competitive. And then there's a lot of things that affect it. At the present time, the coyotes are protected.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, that wiped a lot of sheepmen out.
Yeah.
Because you cannot trap or shoot coyotes in this day and age, and they can go through a band of sheep in short order.
Wow. Are they endangered?
No,
not to humans, but they, and it's not